While we were doing our research on trying to understand entrepreneurship within Africa as a whole, we learned that a lot of young Africans are very, very interested in pursuing entrepreneurship and getting resources on that will help them create their own businesses and find ways of making money. This is a very, very good thing. This is a thing that we should all be excited about, and we should all try to condone in young people. Wanting to see more and more young people pursue entrepreneurship and create jobs, which in turn creates value for the economy as a whole. It generates wealth and it allows people to live lives of dignity, right? So at large, Africa has that. It's young population. So if you look at Africa as a whole, our population has a median age of 19. So that's very, very good. That means the majority, a lot of people, or the most age group in Africa is within the age group of between 18 and 19. And that's a very good thing. And of those young people, right, obviously this also includes those that are 17, 18, all the way up to 35. Of those young people, a lot of them are interested in creating jobs. But I wonder though, as much as we're seeing this interest in entrepreneurship, creating jobs and wanting to solve problems that generate an income, as much as we're seeing more and more of that, I ask myself, why are young people looking to solve those problems or to be entrepreneurs within Africa? Now, we all know that Africa as a whole, right, is full of countries that are struggling financially, families that are struggling financially. And this is not a matter of making a subjective statement. It's a very objective statement. If you look at Africa as a continent, there are many other continents that are doing better financially than a lot of countries within Africa are doing. So inadvertently, you find, or as a result, I should rather say, you find that a lot of young people are probably starting to see a lot of development happening within their countries, because a lot of African countries, in terms of wealth, are slowly working their way out of their poverty. So a lot of young people are starting to see this development happening within their countries. For example, I've mentioned before that there are countries like, for example, Botswana, Nigeria. There is Rwanda as well. There's Egypt, and there's many other countries that are seeing a lot of economic growth and industrial growth as well, doing a lot of exports, finding themselves getting more into office work and growing their offices as well, so that they can interact not only with each other internally, but also internationally or externally with other countries. So if you're a young person and you're finding yourself in that space, then obviously I imagine that might encourage you to start pursuing and seeking opportunities in entrepreneurship, because you're seeing all this development happening around you, right? I remember my wife and I took a trip to Kuruman, and when we got there, which is in the Northern Cape, when we got there, we marveled at how that small place, that small town, is developing, because a mine had recently opened in that town. And you see a lot of people starting to open businesses. You see a lot of people starting to build homes. The churches are starting to look very polished. People are driving nice cars. And you're seeing these beautiful restaurants and places for young people to hang out. And there's also people experimenting with camping and hiking and agriculture as well. Now, in an environment like that, what you're also seeing is young people looking to develop and come up with business ideas like a car wash, or, you know, practical ideas like a car wash, or an Airbnb, or maybe a bread and breakfast. You don't see a lot of hotels there, even though they do exist. But with what they have at their disposal there in Kuruman, you do see, I mean, I have to first of all emphasize the fact that the surrounding towns around Kuruman are villages, or used to be villages, and a lot of them still are. So I first of all have to make that clear. The reason that that's important is because then you understand the level of development that the area actually needs, and that Kuruman as a town, so Kuruman is the actual town where people come and do their shopping, it has had a lot of development because it is the hub. It is the place where people come and and fuel up their cars, buy their groceries, treat themselves to eating out. But now what's happening is that even the villages are starting to see some development. And a lot of the young people there are then deciding, listen, there's opportunity around here. Now, I have to say this, right? I have to say this as a disclaimer. Even though I'm pointing out to the fact that when there is development within an area, then young people start to participate in entrepreneurship, right? They want to engage in entrepreneurship. It doesn't mean that entrepreneurship can only exist within spaces that have some kind of development or if they're finding a mine within your area. That's not what I'm saying. A lot of young people had already been doing stuff within Guruman. It's just that now they're realizing that there's scale to what they've been doing. And a lot more young people are being invited or seeing it as an opportunity for them to come and do more, because now there's a lot more people who have money to spend to begin with. So it doesn't mean that entrepreneurship and business ideas or business-driven young people didn't exist in the first place. But that's another thing that you're seeing a lot when you go there. So I imagine that similar things are happening all around Africa, because if you go on Google Trends, right, and you look at, or even on I think the website is called Statistia, if I remember, it's a website that specializes on global statistics. And you look at within Africa, how many young people are going online and searching for the word entrepreneurship or online courses on entrepreneurship or how can I start a business? If you go and look at that, then you'll start to realize just how important entrepreneurship is to young people. But the question we need to ask ourselves is why? Are young people looking to pursue entrepreneurship because they want to escape poverty? They want to escape a life of lack that they're coming from? Is it because they want to live a luxurious life where they can compete with their friends who were born in more fortunate families, wear the brands, buy the good cars, go to the most expensive clubs? Is it because they want to be seen, or is it because they want to make a difference? Because they want to make a difference within their lives, within the lives of their family, and within the lives of their community. And I am afraid that the former is more true than the latter. That the average young person today is looking more for a life of luxury, a life of being able to travel and keep up with their influences, more than they are looking for a life of solving a problem, or rather changing circumstances within their lives and the lives of their family, and ultimately within the lives of their community. And personally, I believe that's a very good heart to have when you get into business. And yes, if you are starting a business because you're trying to solve a problem of not having money, that in itself is not wrong. But as your business grows, as you continue to make more money, it is important for you to elevate your why, your reasoning behind why you're even doing the business in the first place. This is incredibly important for us as young people to start challenging, right? Because I remember back home, back in Secunda, the Sasol that we have in Secunda is, if I stand to be corrected, but I think it is the largest Sasol in South Africa, right? Probably in Africa. It is very big. It is as big as a township. It is huge. It's massive. And it makes a lot of money. And a lot of young people work there that live around the area. So as a result, Sasol is basically the bread and butter for a lot of young people. And Sasol pays really well. And the reason I mention that is because when you go home, you then have to ask yourself, what are the young people that live in Embalentle, in Secunda, in Evanda, in Leslie, in Bethal, in Standerton, in, you know, all the places that are around Secunda, that young people that work in, that work at Sasol? What is their vision for the wealth that they're going to generate from working in Sasol, or the income, rather? I should say income that they're going to generate from working at Sasol. Are they helping their mothers expand their homes? Are they helping their younger brothers go to school? Or are they buying fancy cars, fancy VWs and BMWs? VWs and BMWs and Mercedes, and wanting to be seen. And this is something that obviously exists within our generation, especially because because we live in an era of trying to keep up with people on Instagram that portray this life of wealth and abundance. And these people don't even live within our proximity, right? But we look at them and we think we want that. And that's what matters in life, to be seen as being able to afford this vacation, to go to Dubai, to go to Cape Town and have a vacation there, which is an incredible thing to have and you should definitely make space for. But you should balance that out and consider your priorities. What are the things that bring you the most fulfillment? Is it spending time with family? Is it making sure that everyone within your family is taken care of? When you buy a new car and you change to the next car, do you go home and figure out who needs a car back home and give that car to them so that they can now run the race a bit easier than what it took you to run the race? So these are things that we need to consider as young people. And it's a conversation that we, as modern young people, need to continue to have and challenge each other with.